Learning Masech, the Sugan Daf of Dalanim and Aleph. The Gemara is discussing the Braisa of Lekeach Ayim Ibein Akusim, where there a mayor allows you, you don't have a choice, it's late before Shabbos, you can't take off the maishus, and you want to drink the Yayin on Shabbos, so you don't have Kelim Terim. So a mayor allows you to say the Shnei Lugan Shnei Osir Lahafrish, the two Lugan which I will take off as Truma right now, the 10 is Maisa Rishon, the 9 is Maisa Sheni, and you save Reira. And the two lugan you take, that lamafrei is a truma from before, and the same thing, the 10, the ma'aser rishon, 9, the ma'aser sheni. And Rabbi Yehuda Beis of Shimon Aser, and the Gemara here says, even though they say the time of Shemi Yabaka Anoid, but really the time that Rabbi Yehuda Aser is his name, Breira, and that's why it doesn't work. So I want to discuss the sugya of Yesh Breira named Breira, what are the svaris of Yesh Breira named Breira, and particularly another machlokes rishonim, if the mandi me'ein Breira, it's not chal at all, or it's chal, it just remains not mavur. We spoke about this in Yuma, Daf Nun Vav, basically the same inyan. See, Rashi here, v'sheisa miyad, says, v'samchinan ha-breira, u'kashiyavu le'beisa yafish, v'aminon Yesh Breira. The Yesh Breira she'eluhein masram v'tshuma. Yesh Breira says that these are the tshuma and the meiser. Now the mashmoyis adavar is, Ein Breira says these are not the tshuma and meiser, and we don't know where's the tshuma and the meiser. Yesh Breira says v'soymech and say these are taka the tshuma and meiser, and if you're Ein Breira, so now we don't know which one is the tshuma and the meiser. Then it says mefurish Rashi in Masech the school in Daf Yadalit, in the same Breisa, of Shnei Lugan Shnei Asa Mahafish, he says, Am Levidu Lesley Breira V'chashinon Shema Tshuma Shasa. We're afraid he drank Tshuma. Not that it's not Chal and he drank Tevel. No, it is Chal. And we're afraid he drank Tshuma. Rashi Nila also says, Rashi's Lashon is K'sav V'ein Breira V'al Kol Kais V'Kais Yesh Leim Eshu Tshuma Meiser. And in each cup will say, this is a Tshuma Meiser. So it's Mavur, that even if you hold Ein Breira, the Tshuma is Chal. But it's chal on two lugan, and we don't know which two lugan. So every two lugan, you're afraid that maybe this is a tshuma, and maybe it's not. Now, Taiz and Erev and Avlam and Zayin and Medeiz, it's mashmedet, there's a machlekes of two tshuotzim and taisis, if this is true or not. Because the Gemara there says another pshat, why this is no good, not because of Ein Breira, because it's not shireh nikarim. It has to be that the time that you said tshuma, we have to know where the tshuma is and where the shireim is. So the Gemara asks the Kasha, if that's true, so if you have two pomegranates of Tevel, and you say, if it rains today, this should be Tshuma on this, and if it doesn't rain today, the other one should be Tshuma on the other one, so then you're going to say that it doesn't work whether it rains or not, because it's not Shireh Nikarim. So Taiz asks the Kasha, you can ask the same Kasha if Ein Breira it shouldn't work. So the second Taiz of Taiz says, no, if the time is Ein Breira, so of course it works, we just don't know which one it is, and even if afterwards it rains or it doesn't rain, that's not going to prove it to us. But if you say Shrei Nikarim, that means it doesn't work at all. But Taisa's first teretz is mashma, doesn't say this chilek, and it's mashma, even Ein Breira means it doesn't work at all. See, it's also l'chara machlekes in Gittin, in Masech that's Gittin of Ayin Gimel, that in this case of the Gemara, Sha'achas Kaina Misasi, if you hold Ein Breira, if you hold Ein Breira, if you hold the Yesh Breira, it works. If you hold Ein Breira, what happens? Rashi says it's always a suffix. It's a Safek Gerushin, even when it's Mavur that she didn't die, it's still called a Safek Gerushin. And Taisa says, no, if you hold Ein Breira, the Gerushin is not Chal at all. So I want to say a shtickle that Rashi says, Umechel means, you mechal the Maishasheni, you pay the Maishasheni, and Rashi says, Aloshin, Rashi and Yuma, the Mashiyesh biyadu lesakin yisakin. Whatever you could be mesakin, you should mesakin without Breira. That's Rashi Lishitasa. Because if the Vart of Ein Breira is not Chal at all, what tikkun are you doing by being paid in the Ma'aser Sheni? Manushach, if the Yesh Breira is, then after you be paid it, you'll take it off later. You can bring it to your Shalayim. You can paid it then. If Ein Breira is, and nothing's Chal. But if the Vart is, it's Chal and it's a Suffolk, so the Pshat is, I don't have to be saying if I'm Breira. Because no matter where it is, it could be Nifta on the money. So then you're helping something if you hold. If by being paid it, but that's if the old name Breira is a suffix. I think Rashi is l'shitasa. But al kopanim, that's a machlekes rishonim. Rashi is mavur that it's chal, but it's a suffix. Taisis, the first taisa taisa even lanzayim and beis, and also taisis and gittin, the vayin gimel is mashmas not chal at all. And there'd be a big nafkimina la'alacha. Because if you say that it's chal, but it's a suffix on what it's chal, so then a kayin can eat it. It's chal. It's only asa to azar. Or so you won't get malchus for every revius because only part of it's chuma. But then again, when you do that, and then you ask your rav if you're allowed to drink it, if you hold that ein brim means it's chal and it remains a suffix, so that's it. Azar will never be allowed to drink it. You'll have to give it to a kayin b'dmei truma, because there's nothing to do, it's chal. Hashem Yifeld is not chal at all, so right now it's us even to a kohen. But then again, you can have a takana. If you now make another afresh, it would work. So it's a very, very big nafkamina halacha. If the pshat is a truma is chal, you just don't know where it is, well then it'll be mutter to a kohen, and then there will also be no way to be misakin it. Or if it's not chal at all, and then it's us to a kohen, but then again, you could just be mafish a truma, and then it'll be mutter even to a zar. So Kuvnei says three possibilities that you could have. You could hold the Yesh Beira, and it's chal, and whatever you take becomes a chuma. You could hold that Ein Beira and nothing's chal. And you could hold Ein Beira, and it would be chal, but it remains a suffix. So what's the svara semachlokes? What are they arguing? What's the svara for each one? So Rabbi Chanan in Beya, Islam and Hay, he explains the sugi as follows. He explains these three tzadim. He says like this. He says, everyone agrees that what you do later can affect what's now. So that was like, well, you can't have a kinyan that's chal if you don't know where the chalais is at the time of the chalais. So what's the pshat in the man the yomi yesh brera? Zakta, it's a meyudik chiddush, that there are a two lugin now which you could be able, they are oimid to be the ones to be mafresh. Right now, there are a two lugan that's aimed to be mefrashim. And you'll know which one it is later. The us will be mechiach on the other. The ones you took out, you're going to know then which two lugan you were going to take out. Now, I'm not sure what he means. How is it aimed? Right? It seems that even now, we could figure it out. If we have all the ideas in the world, that's what he seems to be saying, we could figure out which two lugan it is. And if you're old, they embrace it. So if you're old, it's not chal. So the pshat is, there is no such tulugin. It's going to be asidus, a schach, a slosid. Which tulugin are they going to be? They're being chosen at random, and there's no way, there are no tulugin now that we could say that these are the tulugin that was supposed to be picked. That's if you're old, it's not chal. If you're old, it's chal, and it's a suffix. So the pshat is, even if you're old, embrace it, there are tulugin that are in it. But if you hold Ein Breira, you cheshish that maybe those two lugan won't, maybe something will be nishtana. And it won't end up, those two lugan won't end up being the two lugan that are going to end up being this bar. That's if you hold that it remains a suffix. If you hold the Yesh Breira, so you hold the two lugan that are Ein, attack are going to be the two lugan that are going to be nifresh. But if you hold Ein Breira, so there are two lugan that are Ein, but we're afraid that maybe they'll be nishtana. That's what Rabbi Chanan says. Now the emes is, Rabbi Kvegan's mashmi learned that way also. Rabbi Kvegan Eridin, in the middle of the Marach he has on the sugi of Breira there in Eridin, he writes the following. Well, Anias Daiti Eifel Pluktasim. Again, the machlokes between Taisus and the Mari, if Ein Breira means it's not chal at all, or Ein Breira means that it's chal, but we don't know where it's chal. But he says like this. Anias Daiti Eifel Pluktasim. The Das Taisus, the Chol Shais, the Maisa Kinyan, the Kriya Shem, Chuma Vitaila, Badava Vitaila, Abba. Kaven the oilam lo yivur shahaya kainla mafreya, kaina din the ain brera lechal klal amaisa hu ubadu bavade akinyana akriyashe. You said it should be totally on a later thing. And it won't be mavur that it was that way now. It became that way then. So how could it be chal vachalais? You can't make a chalais that right now there is no tulug in shinyasa bahafish. Later? You didn't make the chalais later. So mele can't be chal. Okay? That's off like Rabbi Chanan. Usvaris Hari, the Inyan Ein Breira, Kevin the Mesafkinan and Huber by Oimel Zem Yad Mishasnai Vechal HaMaisa. Since we're Mesopic, was it Huber and it was Oimel Mishasnai and it's Chal? Oy the lawyer Oimel the Kach, Ubatel HaMaisa. Mishamach Yisrael, the Bavana Echemem Chuma, the Bainam Oimel Chil Shardik Sham, Bainam Oimel Akabanam Echemem Chuma. Right, the case over there was, if Yardu Gusham, Mayayin, this should be chuma on this, and a lawyer, this should be chuma on that. So it's a shayla. There's nothing chal if you hold the embrayer. Because since Right now, there is no Oymid Terrain or not Oymid Terrain. You have no idea. It's a random choice. So, Melon, the Chalois can't be Chal. It depends on something which isn't Ba'olim yet. Well, no. Right now, it's Oymid to either rain or not rain, whichever one. The problem is, let's say it's Oymid Terrain, so this one's Chal. But maybe then all of a sudden something happened and it didn't rain, even though it was Oymid Terrain. So, Melon, Ayvazay it's chal, but we don't know if it was ayin b'terrain or not ayin b'terrain. It was definitely either ayin b'terrain or not ayin b'terrain. We don't know which one. Ayin rained in the end, or it didn't rain in the end. That doesn't prove it was that one before. Maybe it was ayin in one way and it changed to another way. Rabbi Kvega seems to be saying exactly like Rabbi Chanan says. Now Rabbi Kvega asks a kash on this, because what is it helping ayin? L'mais, if there wasn't that frasha b'payil, you said shnei lugin sheni asid lahafrish, not the shnei lugin which are potentially asid lahafrish. You said shani asid lahafrish. If in the end you were mafrish a different one, so then nothing should be chal. Because what's the difference that these were oymid? They didn't happen. So are they the shnei lugin shani asid lahafrish? No. They were supposed to be the shani asid lahafrish, but they weren't. So on that side that it switched, it shouldn't be chal. How could you say it's chal no matter what? And we have the suffix, which ones were taka, the ones that were ayman? But if you didn't get the ones that you ayman, it shouldn't be chal, because you said the ones that are going to be mafresh, not the ones that are going to be ayman. He says it's similar to your bakanite, even if it's yesh beira. But if the barrel breaks, it doesn't work. Why? There were two lugin that were ayman. The Tari says, but they never happened. But they were Oymid. There says Oymid doesn't happen. Oymid doesn't count. It never happened. So who had been if it wasn't your Bakanai? But the old Aim Brerin, it switched. So Vaita never happened. So Vaita shouldn't be Chal. That's clear by your Bakanai. The Gemara says it's Tvol and Mafrei. It's not Chal. Tamshan, it's a Suffolk. And there it says, because it wasn't a Shnei Lugan that was Lamaisa Mufresh. And you said Shnei Lugan should also Lamafresh. So if you hold Aim Reira, and we're afraid that the Shnei Lugan that you were Mafresh were not the Shnei Lugan that was Oymid, on that side it shouldn't be that it was Chal on the ones that were Oymid, you weren't Mafresh those. As I figured, Yabek Vegi says, Sarechi and Gadol. Now, the Raya that he brings from Yabaka Anoy, the Achrayim answer. The Achrayim say, Inchasat. Rabbi Chanan there, and also he was Mechav in the Rabbi Naphtali also says the same thing, and the Stifle says the same thing. Three Gedalim were all Mechav in the Davar Echad. There'll be a Meri de Gazach. If barrel breaks, if you hold Yesh Breira, so Kumtas, what are we saying? Yesh Breira means that Asidus was already Aymed. So what was the Asidus here? Yibak Anay. That was also Aymed. If it was Aymed to Yibak Anay, then there was no Shnei Lugin that were Aymed to be Mufresh. Masha'enkein, if you hold Aym Breira, so that Asidus that happened isn't necessarily Aymed. So if you ended up being Mufresh something else, but what was Aymed was this one. If the barrel broke, it wasn't necessarily Aymed to break. So even though that was saying, and the man the Amin Yesh Breira, if the barrel breaks, it's Tol Mefreya. But the man the Aim Breira, if your Aim Breira means that it's Chal and it's a Suffolk, and the reason is like we're saying, because something was Aymed, but we just don't know what. So even if it breaks, that doesn't mean that nothing was Aymed. That means something was Aymed, and we don't know what. And it never happened. So it's not a Kasha from Shemi Baka Anayid. Mary the Keteretz, Rabbi Chanan and others say that if we're going with this Mahalach, that Ein Breira means that something was Aymed, but we don't know what, and Rabbi Kvega asked the Kasha, but if it never ended up being Mufresh, who cares that it was Aymed? The Teretz says, no, Aymed's good enough. So how come Shemi Bakanai Aymed's not good enough? The Teretz says, the Mandel meant Yesh Breira, that means it wasn't, if it was Yibakanai, so we found that it wasn't Aymed. So Mela, there was no Aymed. So Mela, nothing's Chal. But Laman, they have Aim Breira, there is something that's Aymed. It was just Nishtana. And we don't know which one's Aymed. So Mela, it's a Suffolk. But I think it's anyway very, very Shver. And I think Rabbi Kvega only brought Shemi Bokanen as a Rayas to his Kasha. So even if it's not a good Rayas to the Kasha, but the whole Musik is Shver. I have no idea. What does that mean? It's Aymed to be Mufresh? But we're afraid that it might have changed. If it could change, that means it wasn't Aymed. How could you say these were Aymed and then something happened and something else was Mufresh? I don't get the Pashup shot. And besides, even if there is such a thing that these were Aymed, but if you never Mufresh it, we can ask him in Svara. You didn't say Shani that
the shnei lugan she'oimid she'ani mafrisham. He said shnei lugan that I am going to be mafrish. If you were never mafrish the ones that were oimid, so then nothing should be chal. It's a pella. So I think the pshat is like this, and I found afterwards that that Meftali pretty much says this. It's a little bit more bekitzer. But first, I want to explain in Akuda before Akdama. The Stifla in Gittin, Simin Yates, he asks the Kasha, what does it mean if you hold Ein Breira, nothing is Chal? The Gemara is Mefurish in a lot of places is such a thing as a Chalois, that's a Suffolk, Lamashal. The Gemara in Kedushin talks in Mekadosh Achas Mishtei Achayis. The Machalik is a Mayan Rava, if it's Kedushin Shein Mesur and Labia. Because he can't marry either one of them because maybe she's a Chayis Isha. It's such a thing. You have two Nashim and you say one of you are Mekadeshes and one of them are Mekadeshes and we don't know which one. So you see, it's Shaykh, you made one Isha Mekadeshes and it's a Suffolk, which one? And we don't know. And still the Chayis is Chal. And you find that in Kama V'Kama Sugis in Shas. You find by Lach Meitaydi, you could say 40 of these 80 Chalas are Kaddish, and we don't know which 40. A lot of different Gemaras. You have a Gemara by Mechir Kalev that you said, that I'm exchanging these 9 sheep for 8 sheep and a dog. We don't know which one's the Mechir Kalev. There are a lot of Gemaras like that. A Chalais is Eina Mesuim. Reb Shimon talks about it in Shari Yesh, Shari Gimel Perich of Beis. That's not the pshat when you say one of the nashim are mekadeshes to me, one is mekadeshes and we don't know which one. No. There is no specific one that's mekadeshes. The chalais is chal and it remains undefined. You put an action, a chalais, that one isha should be mekadeshes, but you didn't give any reason why the chalais should be on this isha more than that isha or this isha more than that isha. That means that one of them is chal and it remains undefined, it remains a suffix, not we don't know, but it is a suffix, it is considered a suffix, it's not mesuyim which isha was chal. And that everybody's maskim works. Even the rishonim that say, if you hold ein breira, it's not chal, that's like the stipel explains, because you said a davar mesuyim, you said I want it on the shnei lugan shnei asur lahafrish. And that can't work, because if you don't say breira, and mel is not chal. But if you say, one of these two lugan should be truma, I'm not saying which, I mean, I have the problem with Shreni Karim. But there's no problem of Breira to say that it's Chal, whether the old Yesh Breira, Ein Breira, it's Chal, and it's not Mavur. It's a Tifa Musig, but it's a Musig all over Shas. And Reb Shimon explains, it's not Shas, we don't know, why should it be this one, why should it be that one? You said, either Rachel or Leah is Mekadeshes, and then you gave it to a Shliach of either Rachel, gave it to a Shliach, and then you say, I want either one of them, one of your daughters is Mekadeshes, either one. So it's Chal on one of them. Which one? We don't know. Now, we don't know, but it's not divine. It's not Mesuyim. Now, the Machlokes Yesh Breira and Ein Breira L'dayti has nothing to do with that now it's Ayman. No. Okay, if you hold Yesh Breira, so that means, if I say Shnei Lugan Shnei Asur L'Hafrish, it's Chal on whatever ends up being Mufrish. It's Chal now. Whoever Adav L'Mefreya. A chalais can be chal. Now there is nothing in the world that's not pshat, it's oimid. It's not oimid b'chal. But when it becomes, these become the shnei lugan shnei asur l'hafrish, that could work l'mefreya, and that could be chal right now. On those two lugan. We'll find out which ones. For not the pshat, there is a two lugan shnei asur l'hafrish now, physically, conceptually there is. Right now, there are two lugan which are going to be mafrish. I mean, if not, then the taka won't be chal. If it's yabaka and neida, it won't be chal. But if lemaisin ends up being a shnei lugan that I am mafrish, so come to say, there was such a two lugan. Nobody in the world knew about it. It took a scotches to make it, but so what? I said it should be chal, those two lugan, and we'll find out later. The one who ain't very says no. Hey, yeah, he said that time it didn't exist in the world. There was no two lugan shnei asur l'hafrish yet. The fact that later on there'll be a two lugan that you mafrish, that's not pale anything on before. In other words, the shaila is in lumdus. Is it the pshat that we could say now there is a shnei lugan shnei asur l'hafrish? Not because of any mitzias, but because it doesn't matter. Whatever we'll find that later is the asid, the halacha will reckon that with now and say no. There is, whoever adav mafrei, there is a two lugan. Or no. Whatever happens later is later. And now there is no two lugan shnei asur l'hafrish. But now that there's no two lugan shnei asur l'hafrish build ein breira, there is a zaitik ha-machloikis yishayim. So what does that mean? is it the pshat that he means, he's saying two things. First, I want it to be chal on two lugan. And also, that the two lugan should be the one shnei asar lahafrish. So shnei asar lahafrish can't be, because that we don't have. So maybe good. So I bezai. So it's ki'ilu, he said, any shnei lugan. Because if the old Ein Breira and the Shnei Lugin Shnei Asa Lahafrish later does not mean that there is Shnei Lugin Shnei Asa Lahafrish now. So it's Kilo, he said any two Lugin. So it's Chal and any two Lugin can qualify. But not because in the Tzias there are two Lugin that are Eimin and then it'll be Nishtana. No. The Shnei Asa Lahafrish is Dvar Batel. Fine. But since he said Shnei Lugin and the way he defined it was invalid halacha, so it remains a shnei lugan, an undefined shnei lugan. That's the sad that it's chal and it's a suffix. The sad that's not chal at all is he never said he wanted something undefined. He said something, I want something really defined, then he asked the hafish. And halacha doesn't allow that definition. Because we don't say hover davar mefreya. So the time in the chalais, there is no defining. And you said you wanted defined, and that doesn't work, so now it's not chal. Do you say no? I said two lugan. I got to try to define them with an ne'asul lahafrish. I failed with that, so the two lugan are chal, and then the ne'asul lahafrish doesn't work. Or do you say no? Hey, you said shnei lugan ne'asul lahafrish, and that the halacha doesn't recognize it as a definition of the chalais. So mainly, you never wanted an undefined chalais. You wanted a defined chalais, and that you can't have. So mainly, I don't have anything. That's the machlokes. So the ikar machlokes of the Eish Breir and Ein Breir, according to everyone, is do we say a Metzias that's a Schadish later could be reckoned with now? When we find out the Asidus, we say, oh, that is what the Chalais was called on then. Well, no, you don't say it without and the Mechalikis Yishainim, if it's Chal and it remains a Suffolk, or it's not Chal at all, is a Shtikam Mechalikis in his Das somewhat. That is it the pshat that he's saying a defined chalais in a way that you can't define it, the mele can't be chal, or he's saying a chalais, A, B, he's trying to define it, it can't be defined, so it remains chal and undefined. That's the machlokes. That's the sugya bear. And now, I want to discuss a little bit the maskanas and sugya lagabi using a behema, because the Gemara was going through the din of Shema Thomas, as a may hold Shema Thomas, and my mind to say there are may holds. They say Shema Thomas, and Rabbi Yehuda holds you don't say Shema Thomas, and the Maaseh could be Tzvakert. But then they went to the Kasha, Vein Laman Yom Shema Thomas, Vein Laman Shema Tivrach, with the Reis and Mechitza Malihi, Farabon and Dugazube, Elamayata Tatami Mishim Gadol. Whether they hold Shema Thomas, whether they hold Shema Tivrach, with the Reis is a good Mechitza, it's just Mina Rabbanan, Gadol is Tzvakert, Gadol is a Kula. There's no din you need a Gadol. The din is a Gadol is Matame. How could you say it's not Matame according to Rabbi Meir? So Gemara says a new time. Elam Rav Acha BeYakov, Kesav Rav Meir Kol Mechitza Shemenes Beruach Enem Mechitza. If it doesn't have solid support, it's based on wind. It's based on nothingness. So Meir Sana Mechitza. And Gemara says another pshat. Kol Mechitza Shemenes Sui Be the other main Mechitza. It's not made through natural means. It's made through Chias, an Indian Ruchni. And the Gemara says my Vinayim Ikmenay Neitefuach. So the Chazon Ish, when his Aris on Masech the Sukkot in Simon Kuf Nun Aischaf, he says, so what did Abayi and Reb Zeira hold? Abayi said Shema Thomas, Reb Zeira said Shema Tivach, what about Gaelul? So he wanted to say, Gaelul de Gazach, that maybe Lamaskana, Abayi and Reb Zeira were really talking about according to Behuda. They're talking about according to Behuda. Everyone holds according to Behuda there's a problem of Shema Tivach, and there's a Shaila if according to Reb Yehuda there's also a problem of Shema Thomas. And the shaila is, you need kosher. If you hold Shema Tivach, you need kosher. And according to Bai, you need a peel kosher. Whatever the case is. So that whole machlekes you had according to Rav Meir, really, according to Rav Meir, old stam, it doesn't work. Because mechitza ayim b'ruach, it's a mechitza sheinim b'dei adam. But the whole Abayi and Rav Zeira really is according to Rav Yehuda. But he says, the Gemara is not mashma that way. Steve is the Gemara is not mashma that way. So really he says, Abayi and Rav Zeira held like this. Goyal, we understand why it shouldn't work. You want it to be a chalosh shem goyal on a behema. A behema is not a goyal. Can't be. Valchai can't be a goyal. Mashengen a mechitza, why not? Lamaisa it's in the way. Mechitza means there's something blocking here. So Lamaisa, why can't it be a mechitza? Avachem Yaakov says, whatever the svar of a goyal is a shaykh with mechitza also. It's the same thing. That's the svar is in love. Avachem Yaakov, the Gemara held, no. If you see by goyal it doesn't work, that, who a din, who a tam, by mechitza won't work with the rice. Avachem Zeir said, no. Girl, I understand, doesn't work with the Raisa, of course, that's the Kula. But that's because a girl, it can't be a girl, but a Mechitza is different. That's what the Chazanish says. But what the Chazanish tried to say, that Abaye and Rav Zeir really are going in Rabbi Huda, not Rabbeya, the emes is, the Bi'ur Gra says it. He says it, Alacha L'maisa. And this had a Mishnah Berurah, Paka Paskas, Alacha L'maisa. Chazanish very often, when he wrote on the Gemara, he wrote, before he was Ma'ayin in the Paiskim, I think, and merely wrote how we would learn the Gemara. But in the Paiskim, the Bi'ur Gra Mamish says it. The Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Dezayin, Alacha Chaval, says like this. This is the words of the Rambam. B'chol Eis Mechitza, Bein Mekelem, Bein Ba'ichlin, Bein Ba'adam, Afilu Be'behem V'Shayim Minichayim V'oif, For who sheyu kafusim kadei shlo yinoidu? When you're having a mechitza on Shabbos with a behema or shayim minichayev oif, they have to be tied up so they shouldn't move. And this is brought la'alach and shalachar archayim simin shim samagbe sefei. So the Rambam makes it time. Where's the Gemara that says this? The Rambam says you have here a behema they're using as a mechitza. The Rambam says it's fine to use it as a mechitza, but it has to be tied up that it shouldn't move. Zak de gain. The Makari to the Rambam is, it's a Bi'ur Gra Shulchan Aruch, Simin Shin Samach Beis Sefei, the Makari to the Rambam is the Gemara in Sukkah Daf Chav Gimel. What's the Gemara in Sukkah Daf Gimel? It means Abayin Abzerim, Shem Atifrach. That's what has to be Kifusim, Shem Atifrach. Zak the Gain, these words, Afa Gav Dezer Ali B'der Abneya, Rabbi Yudel Echash Lezem, Hayim El Asal Kedaitach, even though it's only according to Abneya. So Rameh Elzim Tadam, Adarabah, we pass it like a Yehuda. So what's the pshat? It's personally why it doesn't have to be tied up. He said that's only in the Havamina. Avol Maskana, Tamid Rameihu, Kravacha Bayakai, right? Mechitza Shemenis Bruch. Im Kain, Apre Budachai Shashem Yivrach. So Rabbi Yehuda also holds Hashem Yivrach. So Rameihu says like this. He says, really, Rabbi Yehuda holds Hashem at Thomas. That's the Maskana of the Gemara in Gittin. Not like the Maskana of the Gemara here, the Buddha's also Ein Breira. The Maskana of the Gemara in Gittin and Daf Chaf Hei is Rabbi Yehuda's Al Shem at Thomas. And it's Al Shemi Yibaka Anoid. The Rambam Paskins that way. The Mepharshim Grata Esses Kasha. The Rambam Paskins in Perek Teh Silchas Chumas Alacha Aleph that erase a Gitak Shachas Kanim Misas Yisur Alacha Chuma Miad. That's what the Rambam Paskins. The Vaisis he holds that Yachay Shishem Thomas. So why does the Rambam Paskin accuse the Behema? Al Karchach Yol Shemi Yom Masir also. And that's why it has to be Kfusim. Because, and he says, what does the Rambam mean, Shalai Yenudu? The Rambam means more than just it might run away. The Rambam says you have to tie it up that it shouldn't move. Why did it shouldn't move? Why don't you say so it shouldn't run? Because it should leave Vrchu. So he says, because the Gemara asks Akasha, Dilma Rava, maybe it will lean down on it. The Gemara left with Gemma Manav. And the Gemara says, the Mesicha Ba'ashli Mila'el. So the guy asks, Lamaisa, the Rambam passed Malach, Lamaisa Shema Thomas, so why Yechesh Shema Thomas? Because, like the Gemara says, that since it's Pachshoy Samasnach, the Kavan, the Maisa Kavs of Lavadite. So how could the Rambam Lamaisa allow a Mechitza, even after you tied it up, but he holds Shema Thomas, right? The Rambam Makabas is Shema Thomas. And if he holds Shema Thomas, so the Gemara says that there's a Kshasha, maybe it'll be Pachas Megimel Samach Lagag, and since it dies, it will get Shiva Lavadite. So the guy, that's not only to happen. But that's to explain what's Pshar Rameya doesn't hold of it. But Lamaskana, we tackle Hol Shema Thomas, we tackle Shema Tivrich, but that Pshar shouldn't hold of Lamaskana. So if Lamaisa, you're tying it up, you're Mesicha Ba'ashim and La'el, and even if it dies, it's going to be above 10 Tvachim, so we're not afraid that it's going to die, and maybe it'll be Kavsav Lavadai, but that much not. That's the shtickle of the guy. Gradly, the array in the Magen Avraham here in Simon Tafrei Shlamet Sefir Aleph, which he brings down this din, that when it says the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tafrei Shlam, it says Aisa Mechitzu Balechayim Sheik Shisham Beim Lodayfim. By Chilchas Sukkah also it says you have to tie it, and the Magen Avraham brings the Mesicha L'Ashim Leil, and he brings the sheet of the Urayim that does not Chayshish L'Misa. The Urayim holds the Lalach when I hold the Misa, but the Rambam Lechay holds Yach Chayshish L'Misa. He says the Balamar also holds that way. But if you look at the Malamar, it sounds like Fakir. It sounds like he holds that the whole Machlokes is only Negei and Mamish. In this case, we have the Hutzav Adafna Beim Regleil and Yemesicha Ba'ashav Le'el, and that's the only case of Yehuda holds it's good. That's what the Malamar is Mashma. I think Fakir. I think when he wrote the Malamar, I think I have to McGee a little bit in the Magen Avraham, just a drop, that the Malamar is going on what he said before. that the Malamar holds there is a problem, and the Reim holds there's no problem. But lefizah halacha lemais, if you want to use a behemoth for the wall, you're going to have to do what the Gemara there said. You have to have a husiv without the behemoth glal. You have to mesichem ashlel. You have to tie it and make sure it's tied securely that it shouldn't run away. And also has to mesichem lemala v'chavolim. The Mishvura Mamish Rezis all ice in Simon Tafresh Lamas of Kundam Bezin and Gimel. They have all these shashes of Shemit Thomas and Shemit Tivrich and Dilma Rava and the whole thing. And the Shulchan Aruch Lashon, like we said, is that Shiyiksha Sham Behem Ladeifin, the Sharetzi and their ice says like this. Mr. Paktim, who betaris eats the Ba'alma, who be the Evit calls Manshla Bracha Kayim Mitzvah Sukkah, but the whole thing you have to tie it is, of course, I mean, if you don't tie it, then you're not going to have a Sukkah. Oh no! That I do the kanas chacham shlevede bintam itzukah ulefima shefarish agrol leel simin shin samak beis sefeid lomaskani yishayach hameim avayv zeh libe der Yehuda. Mashu the kanas chami. Mamish says over in Hilchos Sukkah. He says lefima the way the Gaon says the simin shin samak beis like all the Gaon that lomaskana abaye and Rav Zeira are going under Yehuda. So kumdais is not only an eitzet tayv. It's a tekanas chachamim. If you do, you want to use the behema as a daifin to the sukkah, you have to make it in this eifin that it won't run away, that if it dies, it's still going to be ten tefachim. That much, the Gaon says, you don't have to be chayshish that maybe the kavs of lavadaita with the gimel tefachim and that. As long as you can see that it will last dying, that's good enough. We're not chayshish that even if it would be ten tefachim, but maybe it'll be kavs and you won't realize. But other than that, you have this tekanas chacham that has to be done by Eifin, that it won't come to a bidul of a mitzvah sukkah.